I'm talking now with Bailey Madsen, a senior at Cedar Mountain High School. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Have you been a student at Cedar Mountain School District your whole life?
Since seventh grade, yes. I went to St. Michael's private school before this.
What are your current plans for when you're finished with high school?
I'll be attending the University of Minnesota in Morris for business management and accounting.
When you were just a little girl, like first or second grade, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I really either wanted to be a teacher or a dentist.
So, a teacher or dentist, and now you want to go more into accounting. What sort of made that transition? Why did you decide you're interested in accounting?
I think it came more with taking classes through school. When I was little, I wanted to be those things just kind of because I knew people who were those professions. So once I got more interested in taking classes and things, that's what I became more drawn to.
And so accounting is very much involved with numbers. Would you say you're more comfortable with classes like math or science where there's a definite right or wrong answer? Or are you... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I definitely say I'm more interested in math classes. I do find science interesting, but it's definitely more challenging for me just because I'm not really knowledgeable in that area, I guess.
What are your hobbies when you're not in school?
Well, in the summer, I really like to go to the lake with my family, and I really like to read and watch movies and hang out with my friends.
The field that you're going into right now, has there been anyone who's been an influence and sort of pointing you in the direction? You mentioned some of your teachers. Have there been any, say, relatives as well?
Kind of, yeah. I have some relatives that work in more of the financial fields. None in accounting specifically, but they all think it'd be a really good fit for me based on, like, just them knowing me, how I am.
What are some of the school activities that you've been involved in?
Currently for senior year, I'm just involved in National Honor Society and then our school student council.
Being involved in a student council, there are going to be situations where everybody isn't getting along or working towards the same goal. What do you do when it's just mass chaos, but everybody's trying to work towards a certain goal? How do you get everyone on the same page?
Yeah, definitely. I really try to remind myself to hear other people's opinions out instead of just letting everyone talk over each other, because we're never going to get anywhere that way. So just trying to be open to others' opinions and ideas really helps find the best solution for things.
Say it's 10 years from now, and you're at your high school 10-year reunion, and you're seeing people you haven't seen in a while, and all of a sudden memories just come flooding back at you. What do you think are going to be some of the first instant memories from your high school years you're going to think about?
Honestly, probably just senior year in general, because it's been a really memorable year, because none of us have gone through this before, and it's a definite new experience for everybody, and it's a lot of many lasts, so I think that's probably what I'll remember the most.
And then next year, when you're a freshman, it's back to being the beginner again. But are you looking forward to that?
Yes, I am.
Have you had a chance to visit your school?
Yep, I have about probably 4 times.
Do you like the small town life, or can you see yourself moving to a big city someday?
That's hard to say. I really like living in a small area, but I wouldn't mind living in a larger city for a few years in my future, but ultimately I think I'll end up living in a small town later on in life.
And I've been talking with Bailey Madsen, a senior at Cedar Mountain High School. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.